Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago. Welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio for Wednesday, August 12, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com currently has more than 450 members, and we're growing stronger every day. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members, their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience and the world. This particular show, we're very excited about it, is an opportunity for our members to share their visions. We will hear from a variety of CBBN members today as they bring forth information on what it takes to be successful in their particular industries. Chicago's Black Business Network.com, it's time for you to shine. We have members from all over the world, and we welcome each and every one of you. We welcome the Blog Talk listening audience, and we want you to call in with your comments and questions. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room. This is so that the listeners can follow up with you after the show. It's very important that you leave your information in the chat room because the listener may not get all the information while we're talking. We may be talking too fast, the volume may not be high enough, so you want them to get your information. You want to make it easy for them because that's the whole idea behind marketing, advertising, and promotion. And you want to post the information while we are still on the air. You will not be able to post it after we're off the air. The chat room will be closed. You may sign into the Blog Talk Radio chat room as a guest, and that'll be fine. Or you may log in and become a member of Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. We do have some callers on the line now. We're going to make a couple of announcements. And we're going to start taking calls. Now, to request that we open your mic so that you may speak to our guests, so that you can talk to us, or if you have a question or if you'd like to make a presentation, simply press 1. If you press 1, that's an indication to us that you want to come on the line, and we will bring you on the air. We'll say the last 4 digits of your telephone number, then we'll say, caller, you are on the air, and you know right at that point your mic will be live. We'll be right back after this announcement. We're going to talk about a few upcoming events and messages from our members, and then we're going to go to the phone lines and let CBBN members share their visions with you. This is Sonia Perdue, Chicago's Black Business Network.com. I'm your host for today, and we will be right back.
Greetings, this is Ruler Brown of B-Cat Records in Atlanta, Georgia, via Kingston, Jamaica, where I've done a smash tune called Memories of You. Yes, on the Dennis Brown 50th tribute, here is Ed Robinson singing a big tune called Oh Mr. Brown. Yes, Mr. Brown. He's on the track, and you have to check that track. Yes, big tune.
We're missing you.
Now here comes Deli Rance with a song called Please Don't Play With My Feeling, a very catchy tune. No play with my feeling. Mr. Deli Rance, giving all the memories out to Mr. Dennis Brown. Take a listen to this hot track from Richard Stevens, which says, yes, you've gone too soon. Yes, the brother's really gone too soon, but his memory lives on. Richard Stevens says, yes, you've gone too soon.
Godfather, we love.
Yes, folks, Ruler Brown says, make sure you pick up a 21 worldwide tribute and 95-minute DVD documentary based on Brother Dennis Brown's life. Yes, you can get it at dbtribute.org or go to your nearest record store. Make sure you get it. It's contagious. It's going fast. Spread the word. Yes, Dennis Brown's 50th tribute. Ruler Brown says so.
And we're back. This is Sonia Perdue, your host for Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. That was a message from Ruler Brown, and that's the 50th anniversary tribute to Dennis Brown, CD. We're going to play one of the songs from the CD in its entirety later in the show. We're also very excited to announce that the recording artist from the 50th anniversary Dennis Brown Tribute CD will be joining CBBN on Blog Talk Radio on September 22nd at 7 p.m. That's a Monday evening at 7 p.m. This is going to be a very special show for all you reggae fans, so mark your calendars for Tuesday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. to meet the recording artist from the 50th anniversary Dennis Brown Tribute CD. You can check our Blog Talk page after the show for additional information. Now, if you're in the Chicagoland area, we have some special things coming up for you, something special just for you. Chicago's Black Business Network and Orange Moon present Networking Chicago Style, a meet and greet to the 10th degree. That means we're going to really network. That's what we're going to be there to do. Please come out and join your fellow CBBN members. This will be held on Friday, August 21st at 6 p.m. It will be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The location is an Orange Moon Interior Design and Antique Studio. And you have to come out and see her studio. She opened a few months ago, and she is doing very, very, very well. So we got to come out, see her studio, and support her. And Orange Moon is located at 2436 West 59th Street. 2436 West 59th Street. The event will be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. There is absolutely no cover charge for this event. Guests will be permitted to do a one-minute presentation. So as you can see, this is another marketing and promotional opportunity for you. You should not be missing any promotional opportunities. If you're in business, that's what you should be doing. You should be out somewhere almost every day networking. There's no cover charge for this event. Food and beverages are sponsored by Whole Foods. You can RSVP at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. We look forward to connecting with you, so bring lots of business cards and brochures. We are here to network, are you? That's Friday, August 21st at Orange Moon, 2436 West 59th Street. We will see you there. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. To request that we open your mic, simply press 1. Now, we're going to take calls, so I just want to say one thing. We want to permit as many members as possible to have an opportunity to promote their ideas, visions, and products or services today. So our little mini interviews will last approximately 5 minutes, maybe no more than 10 minutes per guest. We're going to let it flow. So, and because we want to move down the switchboard and take the calls in the order that they are received. So please call in and leave your information in the chat room also. And once you call in, we're going to put you back on mute, and we may refresh the queue so we can move people up in the queue. So don't think we hung up on you. If the queue is full, we'll refresh it, and we'll let other people move up. But you can listen to us online at blogtalkradio.com/CBBN. That is our website. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. This is Sonia Perdue with Blog Talk Radio. Let's go to our lines and see who's on the line with us. Caller 6378, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, what's going on, Sonia? This is Latonya from Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Industry Buzz. Miss Lane, how's it going over there?
You know, we're moving and shaking, trying to be like CBBN.
Oh, girl, I'm trying to grow up and be like you, because, you know, I'm looking at this thing you got coming up on the 30th, and this just looks fantastic. But what we're going to do, I'm going to let you tell us what's going on in Industry Buzz.
Well, Industry Buzz is definitely inspiring, bringing hope and integrity back to media. Right now, we have an Inspire Our Youth Artist Showcase that's coming up on Sunday, August the 30th of 2009. We're going to have people there like Tasha Collins from BET Sunday's Best, Terrell Taylor from Positive Entertainment, Michael Manson, which is a guru, a mogul in the media industry, as well as, you know, the music industry. He's going to be there actually scouting out for new talent. Kevin Gray is going to be in the building, an urban artist here in Chicago, and Tia Danza, which is the makeup artist to Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, and Jennifer Hudson and more. She's going to be in the building as well. So we're really excited about the event, and it's for our youth to let them know that they don't have to be provocative or they don't have to be explicit in how they dress or how they present themselves to us, but they do have a voice, and we're ready to listen. So we're excited about it.
Now, Latonya, tell us where this is going to be held again.
It's going to be held at the Hazelcrest Park District, their recreation center, which is 2701 West 170th Street, and that's in Hazelcrest, Illinois, 60429. We also have information on our website, so when people click into www.industrybuzz.com, they'll be able to purchase their tickets online because it's a ticket-only event, so you have to come with the tickets in your hand, and they can purchase it online or call us for any group rates.
Okay. Now, that Park District out there, how many people does that Park District hold out there?
It holds 1,200 people. Yep.
That's a good-sized event. I know
yes.
You started promoting this event very, very early. I think you started promoting it in January. Did you start last year? I'm not sure because I kept seeing it.
We actually started working on the event last year. So me and Adria Hester, the Director of Artist Relations, and our board members, and also some of the churches that are affiliated with us, like Raymond Word of Life Development Ministry, And we have been working on it since last year to make sure that we had the best for our young people. So we've been working with sponsors and everything. So, yeah, we've been doing it since last year as far as getting everything together. But we started presenting it to people as far as our submissions. So we got over 500 submissions in for the showcase, and we're really excited. So we did our last audition on Friday that just passed. So we're very excited about the event.
I could tell it. I could tell on your Industry Buzz has a Blog Talk Radio show, too. I could hear the excitement in your voice.
Yeah, because I really love our young people. I mean, if you was to come and hang out with me, you know, I do hang out with grown folks, don't get me wrong, but our young people are the legs of our community. And if we don't take a stand and show them how to be positive and give them those positive injections, you know, who's going to do it? Then it's left up to, you know, what they see in their environment, what they see in their surroundings. So they always jumping in my car and we're going to the movies or things like that. So I'm really excited to, you know, get our young people involved. At my church, we have a youth program in my church, and I oversee that. And so we're always doing things for the young people. So the day before, on the 29th, we're going to have a picnic for them. And then on the 30th, we're going to have the Inspire Our Youth Artist Showcase.
Wow, that's a 34-hour day job.
And I'm not even going to tell you what time I go to sleep.
And you're doing it, too. And you're doing it, too. But, you know, that's what it takes, Miss Lane. It takes all that hours. So if you tell someone you worked, you know, 15 hours today, that's because that's what it takes to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that to the people who are going to listen to this show. And we get a lot of hits in archives. I don't know where they come from, but I'd be so excited about it. But anyway,
I just posted it up all over the place, and we on the air with you now too. So
that
hope everybody, you know, definitely they got to get on your website because you have a lot of people, you know, in the Chicagoland area and all over the world that people can definitely connect to. So you know, we got you.
Hey, girl, you got me. You got me. Yeah. You know, I watched to see that your auditions, they did run up until they ran late. I said, now they're putting on the show and they're still doing auditions? Because I watched that. You know, I don't always say anything, and I might not always be on Industry Buzz, but
yeah.
I'm watching everything. Everything moves. So the auditions were running long there. I said, dang, they're putting on the show and they're still auditioning? Okay. But
yeah,
anyway,
what we did was, Sonya, is we did an entry online first. We did an entry online first and let people get acclimated to what we're doing and what we're looking for, because there's no provocative language, there's no cursing, nothing like that. It has to be an inspirational message to inspire our community. So we started people out because you know how you can put something out there and, you know, you still get questions back, you know, about it. So we gave people ample amount of time to actually read the information that we're sending you and then make your submissions then. So we did a final one that came up on the this week that just passed on the 7th, August the 7th, and that was the ones that was not able to make the deadline, you know, for the event. So that's why we did it like that, because I know people don't always get a chance to read the email, so it's easier for that forwarding and pass along kind of thing so people can actually read it and get involved.
I like the one word that you say so people can read it, because they don't read it, do they?
Right.
They just come forth and do whatever it is that they
right.
say and say.
Right. And you should have been at the auditions because, you know, I still have people in there at the auditions that did not read. And it's okay, but at least they came out and we were able to verbally tell them. But, yeah, you know, it's important. You know, if you can't use the information, read it and pass it along because somebody else may be able to use it.
Reading is fundamental. It is. And I do it sometimes. You know, sometimes I'll go in and do something, and I haven't read the whole thing, and I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, reading is fundamental. It saves a whole lot of time. And it saves a whole lot of energy. If you read
it. Yeah, and going back and backtracking, you know.
No. And the fact that you had 500 responses, that was great.
Yeah, it was over 500 submissions, so we were excited about it. We was excited about it.
That's a lot of good PR for whatever it is that you know you intend to do. And because that means 500 people submitted, they also talked about it. They also talked about industry buzz. And I'm saying this, you know, to our listeners, that sometimes when you're promoting, and I'm saying it to myself as a reminder, it takes that many months to have a successful event. And see, I thought, you know, you just get up and send something out, and it would be like 150 people there. I am so appreciative, more appreciative than ever in life, of anybody, you and anybody who can rally 1,000-something people. It's like, wow, you got that many people there? You know? It's just, it takes work. That's what it takes.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but our young people definitely are worth it. You know, somebody had to, you know, instill the necessary things that I have in me now, you know, in order for me to be productive in life and then continue to want to surround myself with positive people like you and, you know, people that we're dealing with like MIS Entertainment and Raymond Word of Life Development Ministry and so many others that have supported us thus far, you know. So it's important that, you know, someone instill, and I know it's people out there that's doing it, but we're a media outlet, you know. We're a media outlet that's definitely, you know, about bringing hope, integrity, purpose back to our young people and back to our communities, because the reason why I started Industry Buzz is because I didn't see enough positive news, you know. So God had laid it on my heart, and Deion Williams, my mentor, she confirmed it, you know, that Latonya, why don't you do something that, you know, is going to bring integrity, you know, back to media, you know, post things that you like to do. So that's how Industry Buzz got started. And because of that, God, you know, really just blessed me. And now we're reaching over 126,000 viewers, you know, as of right now. So I'm excited about the inspirational movement and seeing people getting involved with more positive news. You know, it's okay to be informed about the things that's going on in your surroundings, but it's also important that we inject the positive things in our communities and in our youth today. So that's what our mission is. That's what our purpose is. And we appreciate people like you, you know, and CBN, BBN Network, you know, that support our efforts. And, you know, we have a like mind to get that vision, you know, coming to life. So I'm excited about what's going on.
I'm excited, too. And it's Latonya. Lang,
it's Latonya.
Right?
It's Latonya. Everybody does that. It's okay.
I have such great difficulty with these names, girl. But I'm going to keep on going. Latonya.
Yes,
Lang.
Ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Girl, Latonya Lang. Okay, that's what
yes,
I said. You see where I was going, girl. Latonya Lang of Industry Buzz. You know, a couple of things that you said, and you're doing it. You know, if you look around, because you know, we made one of our mission, part of our mission statement. I upgraded it, and I call it upgrade jobs, training, and services programs for youth that we get interested in getting this information out there. And something that you said to me came back to me. If you don't see it being done out there, you go out there and do it, okay?
Right.
And I think that's a positive statement. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to put this out there, I'm going to keep, in a, you know, not to be negative, but to just say what my experience is. I have contacted agency after agency after agency and said, can we speak to you? This is what we're doing. We want to put this information out there regarding youth programs, services, and training for youth between the ages of 16 and 25. We need you to come on the show and tell us what it is that you do and how, what they need to do to get your services.
Mm.
And you don't know how many people I've talked to. And
wow.
They said, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Because I want to know what they're doing.
Right.
And not to be negative about it, but if you don't have to make me look at it again, then I really want to know what are you doing. Because I think, we need to get it out. I'm doing a forum. I'm putting a forum together and trying to get a group of nonprofit organizations, not in a competitive spirit, but in a service spirit, to come out at this forum and tell us what you do. Bring the public in and tell us what it is you do. If I walk up to your door today of XYZ nonprofit organization, a 16 to 25-year-old, tell me what you will do for me today. Because they're getting funds for it. They get money for it. Tell us what you do for us. Right. And I want the public to have this information, and not to say it in a negative way, but if you're doing this and you say this is who you are, or if the city service or if the county service and you're saying this is who you are, people are getting paid salaries, tell us what it is that you do.
Right.
And I have
right.
contacted so many people, and then they disappear. And then I have to, because, you know, I think when I go out and do things, and probably you do too, and maybe it's the way that we're raised and our education, our background, the people we're around, I don't know. We just think we can go out and do things, and it's just supposed to fall off like that. That's how I think. I think if I call 20 people, 30, you know, at least 15 is supposed to be there.
I mean, but what's the worst they can say is no, you know. And so I've always been taught is to keep moving, you know. And my past always tell me I will keep moving. I will keep God as a focus, and everything will line up. So as long as you keep moving and you know, if somebody say no, go to the next person. You know, they may be saying no right now, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to come back and say yes if it's presented to them, you know, a different way. Because, see, a lot of these agencies, they have certain ways that they have things presented to them. So what I have learned is to find out how people like things presented, you know, because everybody is different in how they do business. So I'm learning how to, you know, find different ways that they like to be presented information. How do they read the information? Is it by email? Is it by mail? Is it by fax? You know, and connect with them and find out those different things about them and then present it in a way, you know, that they cannot refuse it. You know what I'm saying? Because I presented it to them the way that they asked me. You know, so I'm learning now. Even with dealing with our young people, you know, you can't deal with them the same way that you deal with adults. You have to deal with them on their level, but still keep the integrity that you hold and you have. You know, so I'm learning, you know, with presenting things and with dealing with our young people, even in the face of media, even with our TV show, the radio show, the social network, whatever we're doing, you know, just presenting it in the way that we know that is going to entice them and then also gravitate the people that we're looking to really reach, which are the ones that want to be inspired. You know, so I'll say keep doing it. You know, you're doing a great job, you know, with your network. It's growing, it's blossoming, and I say keep doing it because can't nobody, everybody can't say no to you. And whatever we can do, you know, that's going to be positive, inject that, you know, in our young people, we want to do it. So, you know, definitely if you have something, you know, that's going on, you know, you on Industry Buzz, post it up. You know, I don't mind featuring it. Post it up and let me know what you want to do, and we'll get it done. That's no problem.
And I'm very grateful to you about that. I'm very grateful to you about that. And I'll take all your advice with me, young lady, because you know what? My saying is I'm always willing to learn. I mean, tell me, because I want to know the way to do it. I want to know the correct way to do it. I read a lot, and I'm somewhat intelligent, you know. I read a lot, but there's always someone who can to teach me, and we need to be receptive and open about that. And I'm going to take that with me about my approach. Just because I'm calling you and saying this to you does not mean you're receptive of it in that particular way. Maybe I need to stop by. Who knows? You know, I have to look at it from their viewpoint because I am looking at it from man, really. You know, and we do that. And we do that all the time. And we do that in marketing, too, and that's not a great thing to do. We need to look at it from the customer or whoever. Like from the teenager's viewpoint, we need to look at it from the point of who we're serving, and I'm going to take that with me too, young lady. Come back. Tell us a little bit more about your event again.
Well, the Inspire Youth Artist Showcase 2009 is held and due, and time is coming very soon. It's going to be on Sunday, August the 30th, 2009. The VIP reception starts at 6 p.m., where we have already been talking about networking and connecting with people of a like mind. So we're going to have a networking event at 6 p.m., and then it's going to go into the showcase promptly at 7:30. The ticket only event, the tickets are $10 for just the showcase, and the VIP reception is $15. So they can go online to www.industrybuzz3z.com, join us there, and find out more information and also purchase their tickets for the showcase.
Now, if you get a chance on the 21st, please come by, say hi to us over at Orange Moon. I'm not sure if you've met Lynn McDaniel, but she's dynamite also. And, you know, all us dynamite women need to hang out. But come on over to see Miss McDaniels, and nice shop, and she's got it going on. She does. She's someone to know. I'm really crazy about that young woman too. So you come on over to 821. It's posted on our site. If you have a breathing moment, just come on over and say hi. Tell us about your event. Bring a couple of people with you. Network. You know, and probably have another event, because some people have two or three events in one night. Some people network like that. Who knows? You know.
Yeah.
But come on by and, you know, tell us about your event again. There's no charge to come in, and I'll be happy to meet you.
Awesome. Now, that's 2436 West 59th Street?
That's correct.
Girl, you know, I was writing it down while you was talking. I said, oh, she, because you always have good networking events. And I said, dag, I'm going to have to try to make it. And everything kind of consumes me because it's basically me and another person, and I have a board, but they're not actively working in what I'm doing, so I pretty much do everything. So I said, man, I got to get some time to come and sup with you for just a second and hang out with you. So I'm looking forward to the 21st. I cleared my calendar so we can come out and definitely support you and what you're doing.
And this is what I'm going to do. You need some help. I'm going to send you a little tidbit that somebody gave me, and you can get you some help, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send it to you by email. Okay, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to send it to you by email, and you can get you someone to help you, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you again so much for allowing us to come and be on the show and also allowing us to be a part of CBBN. We are excited about the connection that is made with us, and we're looking forward to doing bigger and better things.
We absolutely will. We're all growing, and I appreciate you coming by. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. And I'm gonna stay online because I know you got to clear the lines out. So I'm gonna stay online and keep it tuned in with you guys.
Just stay right there. I'm gonna put you on mute, and I'm gonna go to a couple of announcements, and someone may have questions or something. So just stay right there, okay?
Okay, I'm right here with you.
All right, thank you. That was Industry Buzz. You're gonna stop by our website, or you can stop by industrybuzz.com and see what's going on with her August 30th. Event, and you need to purchase the tickets online, so get in line, come on, and let's support Industry Buzz in all of her efforts. We're going to go to an announcement right now, and we'll be right back. This is Sonya Perdue, CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us.
It's a people problem.
That's you,
people,
and me. It's so easy to see.
But we could solve this confusion if we tried instead of shooting. Plus, there's no excuse when we have mouths that could use them for apologizing and acknowledging fault instead of falsely accusing, making threats, shouting, and verbally abusing. You see, we could blame race because it's easy and it's legal, but the one common denominator, people, is people.
People.
It's a people problem.
People.
People.
People, if you open your eyes,
the problem is people that live in
the problem is people,
it's a people
problem.
If you open your eyes,
listen closely,
the problem is people that live in the
problem. And I'm sure you'll agree,
it's a people problem. When there's love, you feel the other person's heartbeat, and that heart becomes something that you want to take care of. And this is what we're lacking. The problem is not money or the lack thereof. The problem is people doing evil things to get it and evil things with it. Humility has totally left us. The reason I'm here is to help you, help me, help us. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people that listen closely.
The problem is people.
It's a people problem. If you open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people that you and me.
And I'm sure you'll agree.
It's a people problem. It's simple and plain. People purposely impose their misery and pain. Their primary motive and mission is to spread their anger and displeasure and to put other people in their position. They plot. They practice illegal tactics. They play a game of pretend. And the problem is not time. They have plenty of that to spend. The problem is people once again. It's a people problem.
If you open your eyes, you can see.
The problem is people that live closely.
The problem
is
people.
It's a people problem. If you open your eyes, the problem is people, that's you and me.
And I'm sure
you agree. To some degree, we're all born equal. And then our thoughts, beliefs, and opinions are shaped and altered by guess who? You guessed it, people. And to say there's a drug problem without acknowledging the source won't help, because no drug can manufacture and ship itself. And the problem is not, I said not, the internet. The problem is people who neglect priorities and lack self-respect. And if it wasn't for people, there would be no war. Guns and knives are not killers. People are.
If you open your eyes,
the problem is people that the problem is people, that's you and me.
If you
open your eyes,
listen closely.
The problem is people, that's you and me.
And I'm sure
agree.
Back, and this is your host, Sonia Perdue, for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're glad that you joined us. That was It's a People Problem. That was sung by Inspire. I do love that song. I love that brother. This CD is just absolutely, absolutely the best. He's a young man out of Las Vegas, and he can be contacted on Chicago's BlackBusinessNetwork.com. And Something Great is on there on that CD. Love the whole CD. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our chat room is open. We have a few people in the chat room. I want to thank each and every one of you for visiting us today. We just spoke with IndustryBuzz.com. Take a look at her website. Give her your support. We would like to permit as many members as possible to have the opportunity to promote their ideas, their visions, and their products and services today. So our mini interviews should last about 5 minutes, no more than 10 minutes per guest. And we're going to move down the switchboard and take the calls in order. We want to give everybody an opportunity to talk. Want to tell about one more member event before I go back to the phone lines. On August 13th, author Richard Smith is having a book release party. This is the second book for Mr. Smith, and he's expecting quite a turnout for this book signing. His new book is titled Vet Peace. That's V-E-T-P-I-E-C-E. And I hope that Richard will call in today and tell us about his event and his book. But the party starts, and the book signing starts at 6 p.m. at the Spoken Word Cafe, located at 4655 South King Drive. And it's also R.J. Smith's birthday, so stop by and say hello to a fellow CBBN member. For additional information, you can call him at 773-440-6039. 773-440-6039. That's the Spoken Word Cafe located at 4655 South King Drive. That's August 13th at 6 p.m. And you can also visit our website for additional details. We're going to go back to our phone lines now. 7422. The last four numbers of your telephone number is 7422. You are now on the air. Who's on the line?
This is Professor X, a.k.a. Hussein Ali Hill. How you doing, Sonia?
So you are Professor X, huh?
That is who I am.
Are you incognito over here on Blog Talk?
Incognito, yes.
Oh, you are incognito. Well, I'll just be. I learn something every day, as I told Ms. Lane. Every day I learn something new. Hussein, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and stressed.
And stressed.
I'm blessed and stressed. I keep it real. You know that.
Good stress, because you're doing a lot of things.
I hope so.
You're being productive. You're on the edge. You're driven. That's good stress. Tell us about what you do, Hussein.
You don't have enough time to tell you about everything I do, so I cut it down.
Okay, you know, we got 10 minutes, Mr. Hill. Professor X, you got 10 minutes, okay? You don't have an hour and a half. Come on, we're going to let other people talk, too. But no, go ahead and tell our listening audience what it is that you want us to know about Professor X.
All right. Well, the first thing that I'm proud to be associated with is La Diva's of Chicago Catering on the web at www.ledivas.com. I mistakenly thought it was the seventh year until I talked to Rochelle, because she was been in business before I even came along. Actually, it's the eighth year, to be technical.
Great.
It was 2001, right after the disaster of 9/11. In October, that she had the first party. Well, actually, it was the first event down at McCormick Place. And then we got to where we are now. I've been around for the past 4 years, so that's why I've lost track of how many years it actually is. We are offering a 30% discount for all parties of 25 persons or more, but for parties of 100 persons or more, we're actually having a 10% additional discount for a 40% discount off our goods and services. This will not last because I can't afford it for it to last much longer. So come September 30th, it's over with and probably never to come back again unless we celebrate the 17th year of being in business, and it might come back.
Okay.
But we're very because I'm already getting a lot of flack from Rochelle about that, cutting into the profit margin at 40%, obviously, yeah. But it's my way of giving back to the community. These are tough times. If anybody in the world knows how tough they are, I do. So I know, you know, people want to have their events catered. They want to have good food, and the average person does not know how to or want to cook for 400 people or more. It's more than a notion.
It's almost impossible. I can't imagine.
Think about the average Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Okay. Yeah,
Think about that many food items, but even more folks. So, you know how much that can be a nightmare. But, you know, for a family of 10 or 15, that can be a nightmare. So you times that times 10.
I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't do that. But
It takes hours, but I mean, you know, what the heck? It just, you know, it takes what it takes.
It's a job. That's a job
it's
to
a
me.
Job.
But what type of food do you serve? What is your menu?
It's soul food. Now, we call it Amerikajan. Think about that. But it's basically soul food, and that really doesn't differ that much regardless if you're Jamaican or Cajun or just from the South. It's your basic fare. It's your macaroni and cheese, your red beans and rice, your fried chicken, your blackened chicken. It's soul food. Now, we've got some dishes on there that you won't find anywhere else, though, having said that, because I don't want to mislead people, especially on the dessert column. We have peach apple cobbler, but we have something during the summer months that's even more different than that, and that is we have mango peach cobbler. We're going to do an event on the 29th, which we're going to be favoring that. And that's something unique, to say the least, and it's very, very delicious. We also
have mango Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler. Uh-huh. Mm. But it gets better than that. Under the dessert heading, we also have a sweet potato cheesecake. I'm going to let you think about that for a second.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I think that sounds great.
How in the heck is that possible, right?
I don't know, but I'm open. I don't know.
Yeah. What is just as it sounds, it is sweet potato and cheesecake all swirled together with walnuts on top, candied walnuts on top.
Sounds very good. Very good. Now, a couple of things. You know what I think we have an announcement from you today. I think that I'll play your announcement and let you talk about that. How about that?
I can wait. Should be great.
You can wait. Okay. We're going to go to an announcement right now, and we're going to be right back. This is Sonya Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll be right back.
In honor of our seventh year in business, La Divas of Chicago Catering, that's www.ladivas.com, that's LEDIVAS, would like to offer a 30% discount off all our goods and services for parties of 25 persons or more. In addition, La Divas Catering is offering an additional 10% discount off all parties of 100 persons or more for a total of 40% off. These offers cannot be used in combination with any other offer. These offers expire on September 30th, 2009. So call us now at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. Today's message was brought to you by www.ladivas.com.
I like that announcement, Professor X. Tell us about who did that announcement for you, and I really like that. I'm going to get one, and I did leave her a message, too. We're back on the air. This is Sonya Perdue, CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking to Hussein Hill of La Divas Catering. Hussein, are you on the line?
Yeah, definitely here. That was my friend, Deborah Akbar, and she is a gifted voiceover person. Now, I've studied, I don't know if you know this, but my degree is in fine and performing arts. But I never did voiceovers, and I never did radio before. I just happened into it, literally. I found her on another site that we both are on, and she does excellent work. All I did was supply her with the verbiage. Everything else was up to her. And the music and the delivery and everything else that came out, which I can't get that tune out of my head. I don't know who that is, but it's really catchy. Guys, sometimes I'm at sleep at night and I still think of that tune. Why she chose that one, I don't know, but it really does work, and the whole thing works. Deborah does excellent, excellent work. If you're looking for a 30 to 60 second ad voiceover that you can put on your radio show or your website or anywhere on the internet, Deborah only charges $25 for that. And if it's less than 30 seconds, you get it for $15. And you will not find a better price for that anywhere.
That is a great price. She did a great job. That is a great price. I don't think she would mind if you gave out her number or put her number in the chat room. She does a fine job, and I'm gonna play one of my announcements after I get off the phone with you. And it's so different. I just laugh at it. I mean, I'm still proud of my announcement. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. But it's just so different. And I will do some more announcements for me. But it's just quality. It makes a difference. It's a little money, like a little knowledge. It's dangerous, but it makes a difference, and I really like that. So why don't you give Deborah's information? Will she mind?
Oh, no. I'm going to give out her email address. I had to go onto my Hotmail to remember just to make sure I got it right. And that's
okay.
Deborah, and that's spelled DeborahAkbar at Gmail. So that's Deborah Akbar, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-A-K-B-A-R ar@gmail.com. And tell Deborah, Professor X, or Hussein, or the Oil Buffet guy sent you, and she'll definitely look out for you. I have her telephone number. If I can give that out. But I need to get out the studio number. And I'm old-fashioned, so I'll have to look on my legal pad.
Okay. Now, let me ask you while you're looking for the – oh, you got it? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Go ahead. Okay. 440-370-4416. Now, you're going to ask me a question.
Do you know LuTanya over at Industry Buzz? Have you been over to Industry Buzz?
I have spoken to her. I don't know if she remembers me, but I remember everybody that I ever run into, cross, and speak to. When I was out pitching for Utopia, Utopia Green Living Magazine and Power Magazine. So yeah, I came across her. I don't know if we spoke on the telephone, but we've emailed and. It's now the Chicago social networking site that I'm on that I really ever go to anymore because I'm always on CBBN.
Okay.
That I came
wonderful.
Across her information on. Hey, this is the truth. I go where and I get success, you know. You have a limited amount of time and
you do have a limited amount of time. I see you so many places, and I wasn't sure if I saw you over there, and I was just making that suggestion. Now, tell me this one thing, Hussein. What is this I tried to be an actor.
Oh.
And I've appeared in about 13 films. Tell us about you trying to be an actor.
Oh, well, you know, I have a love for film and radio that goes back to being a kid. Radio because at an early age, back when I was a preteen, I started suffering from insomnia, especially in the summertime. I basically can't stop thinking, and so I can't fall asleep. My love for theater and movies goes back even further than that, so it's something that I always wanted to do. So like I said, my degree is in performing and fine arts from Northwestern University. I have performed on stage at Northwestern, and both, you know, a lot of different things. I played Martin Luther King and Malcolm X on the main stage. I left, and actually before I even left school, I got the bug. I'm trying to figure. Oh, I know. It was the TV series Crime Story. They were looking for extras, and I just went in there and got chosen to be an extra, and from that point on got the bug and attempted for 7 straight years to have a legitimate film career, which never got past being a bit player, even though I'm trained and I think talented enough too. I just was never discovered by Hollywood. Yeah, people who've tried for 20 years, Mercedes Ruehl is a perfect example. She waited tables and did theater for 20 years before she got discovered. I just couldn't go the extra 13 years because I don't know. I have a lot of stick-to-itness, perseverance, but I don't know. I guess my ego just couldn't deal with it. 13 more years of trying to devote something that I wasn't just really getting to it. Plus, doing it in Chicago is a hard thing for film. It's easier for theater, and that's not really that easy for theater, but for film, it's just not the place. You need to be in L.A., and you need to be able to pursue where they make the most movies.
That's anything. And you have to move around. Silicon Valley was the place to be in the late 90s, in the late 90s. So it would have been the place to pack up and go. And I say this to you because I say this to black people. You got to be ready to pack your suitcase sometime. Cut your apron strings. You got to be able to move. If your industry and your town, I watch the news. You watch it. Well, I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV anymore. But when you listen to the news and when you look around, this town is dead. Well, if the town is dead and the coal mine is shut down and that industry is shut down and the pig slaughter place is shut down, the slaughterhouse, then don't you think you should pack up and move? But people are, you know, you're attached to something that no longer has any value, and this falls relates to a lot of different things. But I want to thank you for coming on, and I do appreciate it. What other thing you want your show? Let's talk about your show, The Aura Buffet. It was the winner of the 2009 Black Web Award winner, Best Internet Podcast or Radio Show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, really proud of that. A long time ago when I was in corporate America, back to 95, during a lunch break, my coworker said, you know, you need to be on the radio because I'm just the way I always am. I'm always running my mouth and telling my opinions about everything. And I said, yeah, but, you know, I don't have any formal training, and I don't see how in the world I'm ever going to have a show starting out this late date. And I had just left, you know, trying to be a movie star. So I was like, I don't see how that's going to happen. 2006, January, the first couple of days of the year, when I signed up to be a member of the National Black Business Trade Association, I got an email from the chairman, Lee Green, said, you can have your own radio show. It's like, yeah, okay, right. So I opened it up. And I don't know. I said, okay. Then he sent me an email the next day saying, okay, look, if you want to do this, I'm going to give you the price, you know, for 3 months. You just pay the first month, and I'll just give you the rest of the month free, for a total of 3 free months. I said, okay. Well, I'm like, okay, fine. I'll try anything for that at that price. So I did it. Martin Luther King's birthday, 2006, did my first show. It was 6 minutes and 46 seconds. It's just me ranting and raving about how we need to bring Dr. King's dream to fruition and how we need to buy black and network with each other and all the things that I talk about even to this day. And I just sat down with a pencil and paper, came up with the name for each day, Monday through Friday, and didn't know what I was doing. Didn't have any clues to what I was doing. After a couple of weeks in, I heard another announcer say that she was going to stop doing commentary and start interviewing people. So I interviewed my first person. It went okay. And through the grace of the Creator, people came to me. And I found PR people, and they just sought me out, and I sought out guests. And I was able to have Angie Stone, Yolanda Adams, Hill Harper, some more, Christopher Play Martin, Elder Hicks, and two hundred other people on my show as interviews over the past 3.5 years. And the Hill Harper thing was my favorite story because I was sitting at my desk in the office on a Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon looking out the window, and I saw Hill Harper's picture on the cover of his book in my mind, and I told myself I'd like to interview him, but I didn't tell any living soul that. I just said that in my mind and went on about my business. That Monday, I turned on my computer at 9 o'clock in the morning. I looked through my emails, and one of my emails read, Hill Harper interview. I opened it up.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I opened it up, and it said, how would you like to interview Hill Harper today?
Well, you caught that out there, didn't you?
And I said, of course. I wasn't able to interview him that day, but the very next day, 24 hours from the time I was supposed to interview him the first day, because he was filming, literally filming CSI at the time, he broke out that time for me, and from the set of CSI, I interviewed Hill Harper. And I told him the story.
Wow.
I told him the story during the interview.
Wow.
And don't know how that all happened, but it just happened. So people who are fans of The Secret and who are fans of the Law of Attraction, which basically The Secret is, that's proof that it does and can work. And like I said, I didn't tell any human being that. I just thought that. And for me to see him
saw it in action.
Cover,
just,
yeah. And he's seen, he
it's
said,
proof
he
to
about
you.
That.
Mm-hmm.
He talked
to
about
you
that.
That it does work.
Yeah, he talked. He said, you know, I believe in that. This is what I use. So, during an interview.
And I don't think you need to even give definition to it. Those terms, they fit their way to describe it, but I don't think it's even describable, you know. But we have to have some terms to communicate it. It works. And we don't really know how it works, but we try to define how it works, but it does work. It works exactly like that with nothing else to it. I believe in it. If I believe in anything, I believe in that. I know that we're connected, and it does work like that. Now, Professor Axel Singh here, I know you did more than 10 minutes, but you know you're busy, 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 and that's okay with me. But I do appreciate all your support. You see Hussein Hill, I'm sure almost everybody knows you. You see you everywhere. We see you everywhere. And I always appreciate when you call in and when you stop by. And if you can stop by 821 over at an Orange Moon, I appreciate that very much. But I do thank you for calling in and giving us your support.
Oh, no, it's the least I can do. I'm always trying to be there for people who are doing Internet radio because I know how difficult it is. There's no one I know that's a professional radio person who does it. All the people that I know do it. They just have a love and a passion for it, and they do an excellent job.
And I want to thank you so much, Hussein, and I'm sure we will talk soon.
Thank you, Sonia. I thank you for everything. Thank you for playing the ad, and thank you for reaching out to Deborah because she, like I said, she does excellent work and for a cheap price.
That's no problem at all. We'll talk soon, Hussein.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Sonia Perdue. I'm your host for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take another call now. We want to get as many people in as we can today. Caller, the last four numbers are 8307. That's how we're going to identify you on the line. The next caller in the queue is caller number 8307. You are...
Yes, good evening. Good evening. This is Kai and True. How are you?
We're on the air. We want everyone to know, stay in the queue because we're going to come down. We're going to come down the line. Blog Talk does have its problems sometimes. I see it flashing on and off here. If you need to dial back in, please dial back in, and we're going to take your call in order. How you doing? I'm sorry. I wanted to get that out because I saw my system having problems. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Kai and True. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. It was a pleasure talking to you. We talked a little bit this morning. This is one of my favorite Ning persons. I see him around on different Nings. He's not on our Ning yet, but I'm sure he's going to come over. I'm talking him into it. But he has the green tip of the week, every week. And I got hooked on these little green tips. So can you give us a green tip for this week?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to do so. I'm going to give this particular one I didn't put on the name, but I'm just going to give this because this is very simple and it's cheap and it's eco-friendly and natural. If you want to clean your bathroom with something that's eco-friendly, something that's green, natural, and non-toxic, what you can get hydrogen peroxide, and white distilled vinegar. These are very cheap. You can get them at grocery stores. You can get them even at the dollar store now. You want to take them and you want to mix them half parts, half of the vinegar oil, so half of the white distilled vinegar and half of the hydrogen peroxide. You can do like one cup of each. Put it in a spray bottle, okay? And you can simply use it to disinfect your bathroom, all right? Each time you go into the bathroom, go out, you use the bathroom, you can spray it around. You don't even have to wipe. And what it does, it naturally disinfects. You can use it to clean your kitchen counter. You can use it to clean your doorknob. You can use it to clean your shower curtain. You can use it even to wash your dishes if you like. And like I said, again, the fantastic thing about this is very cheap, okay? You can get it even in the dollar store, Family Dollar, Dollar General, Walmart, wherever. And also, it is eco-friendly, it's green, and it's non-toxic. Okay, so it's good for your home, and it respects Mama Earth. All right?
That is fantastic. That's vinegar and peroxide.
Yes, hydrogen peroxide and white distilled vinegar. White distilled vinegar.
A bottle of each, mix them up, and just go spray. I like that. I like that idea. I'm going to do it, too, because it's cheap. You get a, both of them for a dollar at the dollar store. That's $2. Put them in there, and then those fumes from those cleansers are now going up into your system, correct? That's how I look
at
that. Those fumes from those cleaning products are now going up into your system. And we forget, and it's not put out there a lot because they're selling the product, that all the stuff that we inhale becomes part of our system, becomes part of us, you know. And I like that idea a lot. I like that a lot. I'm going to try it because it's cheap, and I'm always spraying something. I'm forever spray. So I'm really going to do that. I appreciate that. Ty Intra, I want you to tell us a little bit about, you're from Atlanta, right?
Yes, I'm from Atlanta. I'm an organic farmer. I also I have a green cleaning business where we use all natural cleaning products to clean homes, to clean businesses. Also, I do green consulting where I go into people's homes and I go into people's businesses and I give them a green audit. I let them know what's, you know, toxic, what's detrimental to the environment, and I give them green natural alternatives. And those are the main things. I'm a writer as well. I mean, I do several other things, but those are the main engines that I operate off of.
Okay. And this is your time. The world is going green crazy, but I'm going to say that and say that, say this, add this also. Everything green is not beneficial to you. A lot of it's about profit, isn't it? It's another profit industry that they're fueling. This is my opinion, and you're in the organic business, so you tell me. Now, the influencer, the powers that be, almost destroyed the planet. Well, it's a lot of living there. You know, the pollution, the water, the air pollution, destroying the animals, the soil, the environments, and the human spirit in some cases. Now the green living, and they did that for profit. It was purely profit and greed. So now the green living movement, here it comes. We're here to help. Save the planet. Global warming, this, that. Solar paneling, electric cars. It's also power driven. It's also profit and greed driven by the same entities that destroyed the planet in the first place. So all of this is not necessarily what it seems. Now you tell me, am I correct or am I right or am I wrong?
Absolutely, son. You hit the bullseye. That's why it's very important for us to be scrupulous, be able to scrutinize everything that we read, especially through the mainstream media. It's very important for us to truly understand what living natural is, living green is. I've been doing this all my life, basically. My father was an organic farmer. You know, he was dropping seeds in me when I was little, even though I was, you know, I was anti what he was doing. But those seeds sprouted as I got older, you know. But he really was dropping wisdom on me, and I had no idea
until
I got older and matured, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, yes, absolutely. That's something he installed in me, and now I definitely understand. You know, with me being in this industry before it even got popular, you know, I have a keen sense of what's good and what's bad. You're absolutely correct. The corporations, you know, Walmart, you know, ExxonMobil is a perfect example. They have this commercial. I know you said earlier you don't watch television, which I commend you for that. I killed my television about 15 years ago myself. So I salute you for that. But they, I seen an ExxonMobil. They even have it on the internet. If you go to some of these, you know, go to Yahoo, ExxonMobil has this commercial where they're talking about, you know, they're going green, they're doing more than any other oil company, et cetera, et cetera. But if you really understand ExxonMobil, ExxonMobil makes their profit off of the deterioration of the planet. Okay?
Yes, they
but
do.
Because they know that the whole people are awakening, people are becoming more health conscious and eco conscious, that's their counterattack. So we must really be very mindful, at, like you said, Sonia, these major corporations that are jumping on the bandwagon to kind of cover up all the destruction and disrespect of Mother Earth. So it's always beneficial to read, to research, to investigate anything that the corporate media is projecting at you. You know, so never, never close your third eye. Always have it open. And again, you know, read as much as you can. Do Google researches. Get out in Mother Nature and just make love to Mother Nature. Just commune with Mother Nature. Sit down, and Mother Nature will speak to you and help direct you in the right direction, so you're able to scrutinize and you're able to discern what is good for you and what is bad for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only that, move your children into communion with Mother Nature. Take them to the park, to the beaches. Why are they running up and down the streets? I mean, Chicago and every city. I mean, we got the lake. We got all these parks. You know, what are they doing? You know, and they love it. They absolutely, I mean, it just opens them up like little flowers, like little plants themselves when they're out there. It's just get them out of the neighborhood. Take them on the bus, get them away, and just take them out there, and they just open up like little flowers. Their personalities change. They become children again, because urban life sometimes takes away their childhood. You know, I know you're an author as well. This is what I want to do. I want to come back and schedule a show for us, because I really enjoy our conversation. It's like talking on the phone, and I hope that our listeners, you know, enjoy it and learn from it also. So I know you're an author. This is what I'm going to do. Let me find out if you have anything else that you'd like to add, because I'd like to get the other callers in also. We have about 20 minutes left. Do you have anything that you would like to add?
All I would like to say basically is, you know, if you want any more green tips, you can visit my website at HIP, that's H is in health, I is in information, P is in power, 007.com, or you can visit ka411.com, that's K as in Kevin, A as in Apple, 411.com, and, you know, that's all. I write on green, I write on farming, I write on everything I write is about health information power. So, you know, you can get a whole bunch of information from those resources. And I want to thank you, Sonia, for letting me come on. And anyone has any questions, you can go to those websites. If you have any questions on green, you have any, you know, questions about organic farming, you want help gardening, you can go there as well. I'll be more than exhilarated to help you.
Did you put that information in the chat room?
I will do that right now. Thank you.
And I will add it to our blog talk links. I'll add your link to our blog talk links, and I will be in contact with you shortly so that we can schedule a show. And I want to thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sonia. You take care.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you, everyone, for that patience, and we appreciate you calling in. This is Sonia Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network on Blog Talk Radio. We have another caller on the last four digits of their phone number is 0127. 0127, you are on the air. Who's on the line?
Good afternoon, Sonia.
Good afternoon.
Stephen Biko here.
Stephen Biko, how are you today, young man?
I am doing incredible. How are you?
I'm doing great. So glad you took the time to call in and say a few words to us. Stephen Biko also has a blog talk radio show and doing a phenomenal job. I do stop and listen to you while I'm working from time to time. And once I get to listen to you, it's like I can't stop, because it's just so much, so informative. You fill me up. And so it's like so informative, I just have to keep on listening until I get to the end of the show. You know, I want to go do something, but it's like I'm hooked on it. I'm just attracted there once I get over there. Stephen, why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about you, the 10-10-50 plan, PSU, and what it is that you do.
Well, definitely. Give thanks for that, Sonia. Greetings to everyone listening online or over the phone. I'm Stephen Biko. Originally from Chicago, Illinois. That's my hometown, Southside, so it was good to just get some of that vibe this afternoon. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am a problem solver, a community problem solver, and a unity builder. And so in looking at our conditions, we all know the myriad of problems, but we say that not enough are focused on lasting solutions. And so we promote and perform a monthly plan of community service called 10-10-50. This is a plan that is, one, applicable wherever we find our people. And so we are clear with the fact that the missing element among us as a people is not money, because we have that. It's not education. We have all the skills, talents, and intelligence necessary. We are missing functional unity. And so this is a plan of action to allow us to implement functional unity among us as a people. And understanding that once we implement a plan which is systematic and intergenerational, like 10-10-50, now we can begin to realize change. So 10-10-50 is a tool of empowerment for all of us that are doing good work, our organizations, institutions, our businesses, and even our spiritual communities. It's a plan of empowerment that now ties us together. And basically every month we're asking our people who are seriously concerned about our condition to volunteer a minimum of 10 hours each month to some organization or institution that's doing good work among our people. And then to commit to donating a minimum of $10 each month to who it is that we give our time to. And the 50 is asking us to transfer or redirect at a minimum $50 from our monthly budgets. This is money that we spend every month outside of our community. Let's make a conscious effort to redirect at least $50 to a black-owned business or service provider. When we spend our money with our people, let them know that we're doing it in the spirit of 10-10-50, and we want to share this beautiful plan of action with them. We want to encourage them to continue to give good service, and we want to ask that they reinvest in the community. If these businesses that we are patronizing have no good work that they are sponsoring on a regular basis, then share with them the good work that we give our time and we donate to. And so now we're going to create a recycling of our time, energy, and our efforts, because now these businesses who sponsor good work in our community, all of those who are connected with the organizations and institutions can now know of these sponsored businesses and then find ways to patronize them on a monthly basis. So in addition to 10-10-50, we must exercise the principle of imani, or faith. We must have faith in our success. So it's 10-10-50 plus imani, or faith, every 30 days. And the goal for us in 2009, Sonia, is in every major city around the country to identify 10,000 individuals who would see 10-10-50 as a valuable plan and tool of empowerment and commit to being down with 10-10-50. One, by going to the website. The number is 10-10-50.org. That's www.10-10-50.org, and register to be down with 10-10-50 so we know who you are and where you are. Simply needed is your name and your email address. As we get 10,000 in each major city, now we're going to be able to gauge our monthly growth and our monthly return. So 10,000 people in the city of Chicago in particular, down with 10-10-50 every month at a minimum. That's 100,000 hours of time being volunteered to good work going on. That's a minimum of $100,000 being donated to help fund the good work we give our time to. And that's $500,000 at a minimum in 30 days being redirected back into the black economy as we exercise faith. And so it's a perpetual plan of power and success. I'm also a member, proud member of the Chicago Black Business Network. And so I encourage everyone that's listening to join up, even if you're not in Chicago. But let's stay connected, because our net worth is equal to our network. And so it's vital that we continue to do this. And, of course, my page is on there, Stephen with the P-H, Biko, B-I-K-O. Let's definitely link up, and we're going to continue to do the work that we're doing in support of all other good work as well. So thanks again, Sonia.
Stephen, that's powerful. That's powerful, and you do it so well. I'm going to sign up for the 10-10-50 program. I already give the 10 hours, and I give the $10, and I give the $50. So I really already do all of that. It's just bringing it forth, you know, passing it forward to other people. And having a cohesive, because
yes.
It's not that people are not doing things. They're doing so many different things, there's no collective front where it's being done. It's not that people aren't out here doing things, but it's not measurable, which is one of the things that you said, because they're doing it in so many different directions. Unityforpower.org, that's one of your websites?
Yes, that is the mother website for the 101050.org campaign. See, 101050,
okay.
You don't join it, we just perform it. So it's a campaign like click of the ticket, don't drink and drive, vote or die. You know, we got to get our people to say that you can't say you're down with the black community and you're not willing to do 101050 at a minimum every month. And with everybody doing a little, nobody has to do a lot. So, again, brothers and sisters, this is a tool of empowerment for you, for your organization, for your institution, for your business, to now begin to have people who support you to say, okay, well, I'm going to support you every single month at a minimum by giving this. And so now we got to do what every other community does. They have a system of unity among them. So they not only survive in America, they thrive based on their function of unity, and they're blatant about it, they're unapologetic about it, and they're out in the open with it. So we have to
Absolutely.
Not sneak to freedom any longer, but be just as clear with as every other people that we live with and we work with that we're going to take care of ourselves. It takes a village to raise a child. Well, the question that we've got to answer today, brothers and sisters, what does it take to raise a village? Because until we have that village, that social infrastructure and organization in place that allows all of us to be able to give to it and gain from it, then we are going to be continually chasing our tail and dealing with these perpetual social ills that just require a solution. And it starts with us being united around a clear plan of action. And from unity, we get power. With power, we get control. And with control, we can be victorious. Because, Sonya, we've been singing We Shall Overcome far too long.
And I know this so, so well. I want to ask you this. I'm going to go over I'm enjoying 101050 plan. That's the least, I mean, it's not difficult to do. It's so simple to do. I'm going, you know, on NubianNations.com. Now, she was able to put your page up there, that 101050 page. I'm going to figure out how to do that on our site. I have to learn these things. I can put a link in one of my tabs up there and have the 101050 plan. I click on there, and I'm going to figure out how to do that. And I'm going to start helping you promote that, you know, in the Chicago area. We talked about it. I think we talked about it last year, but sometimes it takes a while. I have to hear things a few times myself. It's like anything, Stephen. But I'm going to figure out how to put that page up and have it be a link on one of my tabs up there and start communicating about that plan because you have to have people, you know, functional unity. That's what you're referring to. You say you're a social engineer. I saw that on your website. What is a social engineer? Help me out with that.
Okay, well, thanks. That's a beautiful question. A social engineer, as we know, everything in life is based on the laws of math and science. So engineering is one of those areas that we have to really become a lot more aware of and astute in. We have mechanical and civil engineers, and these are the ones who build the infrastructure of our societies. Well, we also have to have social engineers. How do we put ourselves back together as a people? We do it one person at a time. And so the social engineering component is looking at us and saying, all right, we can be emotional. We can't be reactionary. We have to be system-centered in everything that we do. And we have to have a formula by which we are addressing our issues. So social engineering is about all of us accepting the fact that we are Neo. I'm the one. If ain't nobody else doing it, I'm doing it. And so now we have to find others of like mind and spirit. And instead of always focusing on what divides us, let's continue to be unemotional and scientific and say, all I want to do is find out what we have in common. And if we can find a way to operate, to collaborate on what we have in common, then we're going to consistently make progress regardless of our differences. So social engineering is about being system-centered. The system is the solution. And so this system under which we live, Sonia, you know, has continued to mislead us, to disappoint us, to abuse us and violate us only because we've allowed it. And if a system can only do what it was created to do, then my question to us is, what condition were we in as a people when this system of government was put in place? And what condition are we in as a people today? So the Asians have a system, the Arabs have a system, the East Indians have a system, the Jews have a system, the Latinos have a system. Where's the African American, Black African, where's our system? And so
Absolutely.
We have to have a system of unity. And so we just want to teach our people that this is about, if you apply the math and science, you're always going to get the results. 1 + 1 is always going to be 2, unless an unrighteous person comes in and tries to manipulate the truth. But if we're dealing with truth, then let's continue to focus on the truth that we need unity. We have everything that we need within ourselves. And all we've got to do is have a plan of action, work that plan, and exercise faith. And if we take or if we exercise the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can say to the mountains, be removed, and it be so. But faith not being exercised and without a working plan of action is dead. So we continue to now do what we say, the clearest sign of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So today it's on us to change our approach and be in unity around what we're going to do, and all of us can continue to thrive as a people. And that's what social engineering is about.
And I thank you so much for that. Now, this is what I'm going to do, Stephen. We have about 3 minutes left. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite you, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with People's Campaign. I want to try and do a show with both of you, and I don't think I will even have to talk. But I could be a listener if I put you and him on the boat, both on the same show. But I'm going to contact you, and we're going to set up a show. And I'm learning to promote like a month or two out because it takes that long to get it's so many shows, and it's so much for people to listen to. But these things need to be repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated, and I don't mind doing it. Okay, but I'm going to send you an email when I have that link up. I'm going to try and get that link up for you, and I'm going to give you a call so that we can set up a show. And you didn't leave your number on my voicemail. You said call me, but you didn't leave a number. But I see this number right here that you called in on. But I want to appreciate you. I'm going to take the last few minutes, Stephen, to close out my show, and I'm going to talk to you real soon, and I want to thank you.
Thanks so much to you as well, Sonia. Continue to do the good work, and we'll be staying in touch.
We'll be in contact.
All right.
I want to thank each and every person who supported us today. I know all of us have busy schedules. I want to thank Industry Buzz, and we're going to announce your upcoming event on our CBBN 1 Minute Update. We do a 1 Minute Update on our main page every week now. It's a marketing tool for us, and we're going to include your event in it. So Ms. Lang from IndustryBuzz.com, you can get more information about her event. We're going to include that in our update. We want to remind all of our listeners and all of our members to come out and network with us on Friday, August 21st. At an Orange Moon Interior Design and Antique Studio. We're going to have a great time out there. It's no cover charge, free food, and vintage, I have to get that right, vintage jazz. That's 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., no cover charge, at Orange Moon, 2436 West 59th Street. 2436 West 59th Street. You'll be permitted to give a presentation to our guests every hour. We're going to do presentations. So we want to thank each and every one of you. Please come out, members, and use these promotional tools. You say you're in business, be in business. When someone says free promotion, free advertising, you should be there. That's what you should be doing. We appreciate you so much. Bring some friends to the site. Invite some more people over. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to meeting with you again. We are appreciative of all of our friends, listeners, and members who joined us today. We welcome your thoughts and comments at cbbn@blogtalkradio.com. This is a learning process for all of us. Let's grow and learn together. You are surrounded by resources and tools to take you to the next level in life and business. You don't have to make the journey alone. Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and touch the world. The music in the opening announcement is Bass Vibes. The closing piece is Shades of Spring. Both were written and composed by Kevin McLeod and can be listened to in their entirety on our site. Thank you and have a wonderful night.